Lesson 6, Danger in the Air, Part 1. This is your captain, Adam Shaw, speaking. We've reached our cruising altitude and I've just turned off the fasten seatbelt sign. Our estimated time of arrival in Anchorage is 1 o'clock a.m., so we've got a long flight ahead of us. I hope you enjoy it. Our flight attendants will be serving dinner shortly. Thank you. It was Christmas Eve, 1975. A lot of the passengers on the nearly full plane were traveling home to spend the holidays with their families. It was a smooth and quiet flight. The flight attendants had just finished picking up the trays and were in the galley, putting things away, when the first buzzers sounded. One of the flight attendants went down the aisle to check. When she came back, she looked surprised. "It's amazing," she said. "Even on a smooth flight like this, two people have gotten sick." 20 minutes later, nearly half the passengers were sick, violently sick. Several were moaning and groaning. Some were doubled up in pain, and two were unconscious. Fortunately, there was a doctor on board, and he was helping the flight attendants. He came to the galley and said, "I'd better speak to the pilot. This is a severe case of food poisoning. I think we'd better land as soon as possible." "What caused it?" asked one of the flight attendants. "Well," replied the doctor, "I had the beef for dinner and I'm fine. The passengers who chose the fish are sick."